This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. When the government puts people in jail, there are costs involved, not just for the person behind bars, but also for society as a whole. There's the cost of operating the jail and paying the guards. There's also the economic costs of damaging someone's stability in life in a way that they could lose their jobs, their kids, or their homes. A lot of the time, those costs are worth it, if the person's a danger to others, for example. But what about in cases where there is no public safety benefit to putting someone in jail? Are there other ways, better ways, to hold them accountable for their actions? Well, it might help if we have some data as a starting point for that conversation. And now we have some from Austin-based Texas Appleseed, a nonpartisan group that's focused on legal representation for the poor and minorities. And KUT's Andrew Weber has been looking into this. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Nathan.
Texas Appleseed obtained jail booking records from 12 of the largest 25 counties in Texas. Travis County was one of them. What did they find?
Overall, they found that 30,000 people were booked into jail for Class C misdemeanors, which are typically, you know, they're non-jailable offenses. They're fined anywhere from $50 to $500.
And what did it look like in Travis County?
In Travis County, those numbers were relatively high. About 1 in 6 jail bookings in 2017 in Travis County were for Class C misdemeanors. It's about 7,200, almost 7,300.
How disruptive is being jailed to someone's life?
I mean, it's difficult. It's jail. And many times, at least statewide, a lot of folks can't get out on personal bond. And so they end up staying in jail for a Class C misdemeanor for 3-4 days and sometimes up to, you know, 10 days. So Mary Mergler, the researcher who I spoke to at Texas Appleseed, said when you book people in jail for these Class C misdemeanors, these low-level offenses, you're not necessarily making streets safer.
The research is very clear that booking low-risk people in jail ultimately makes our community less safe. And so we need to do everything that we can to find ways to divert people from jail who are not a public safety risk and who do not need to be there. Counties across Texas are just not doing that.
What kind of racial disparities does this data show?
So Mary Mergler said that there was something that really stuck out in the data for them when they were going over it.
How overrepresented Black individuals are in the bookings in the Travis County Jail. There are very dramatic and alarming racial disparities in jail bookings in Travis County. And I think that just demonstrates a need for the county to really intentionally investigate why those disparities exist and then develop policy solutions to address those disparities.
Does Texas Appleseed have any recommendations?
Yes, they do. They suggest that essentially that people aren't arrested for Class C misdemeanors and that Texas adopts a law that would allow for every single police department to have a cite and release policy and for folks to not be arrested for these low-level offenses. And there's a bill currently in the legislature on both the House and Senate side. On the House, they're supposed to get to it today, but given that HB3 has, I think it was something like over 90 pre-filed amendments, yeah, they might not get to it today. But
the education bill.
Yes, sir. So that was in the House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee earlier today. Ideally, it'll get back to that committee after they vote on HB3.
KUT's Andrew Weber joining us to discuss some new data from Austin-based Texas Appleseed, looking at jail booking records from 12 of the largest 25 counties in Texas. You can read his story at KUT.org. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.